美国在我小的时候想象中是一个钱长在树上遍地是黄金的一个国家。哦，不要翻译。1964年10月30号，我在美国纽约市的港口上岸。当天晚上我住在我朋友的一个黑人的贫民区的一个公寓里面。让我更吃惊的是，第二天10月31号是美国的万圣节，很多一群小孩子穿着奇装异服，脸上戴着面罩，向每家敲门，然后说 trick or treat， 就是说要糖果，否则他要向你捣蛋。我才知道我对美国的看法是错误的。蒋郎君是我东海大学的情人，他比我晚一年到了美国，他到了美国以后第二年我们就结婚了。我也以为在那个时候啊，只要我们两个人相亲相爱，我们一定会有一个幸福美满的家庭。没有想到我对婚姻的看法也是完全错误的。我是一个独生子，生活在一个传统的家庭长大，所以我觉得孝顺非常重要，所以我开始想要讨好我父母，也讨好我太太，最后两边都没有讨到好。我那个时候不是基督徒，是因此积年累月聚集了无数件的婚姻的问题，所以我们的婚姻的灾难是没有办法避免的。所以我们在我两个儿子的鼓励之下，我们开始办理离婚手续，去结束28年的婚姻。那一年5月11号1993年，我们的儿子回到家跟我们宣布说，我是同性恋。当时我们的婚姻已经绝望了，所以我没有同心协力和我太太一起面临这个大的挑战。我不但没有安慰他，反而怪他，觉得儿子变成同性恋和他有很大的关系。另一方面，从我儿子的告白中，我觉得我开始怀疑我们是否这个家应该分道扬镳。既然大家都觉得生活在痛苦之中，他又想要做同性恋，就让他去吧，我们还不如各自的去寻找自己想要的快乐。可是我太太的反应和我完全不一样。
你不能想象，当儿子佑轩用这5个简单的字对我们说我是同性恋时，这带给了我们多么大的悲伤。我以为用这个最后通牒要他选择亲情或者选择同性恋来威胁他，一定会清醒过来，可以改变的。儿子却很坚定地回答说，我生来就是同性恋，不可能改变。如果你们不能接纳我，我只有选择离家这条路。毫无犹豫的，他拎起背包就走出了家门。这对我比听到他死亡的消息更难接受，比一把尖锐的刀刺伤了我更痛。任何词汇都无法来形容我当时悲伤的程度，又羞耻又愤怒，全身的血液似乎刹那间离开了我的体外。瘫痪的我跌倒在地上，全身僵硬的像冰块，心想不只是婚姻也破碎，连这个跟我最亲近的小儿子，我生命中唯一的希望，也背叛了我。 我到了生命的尽头，世界在我眼前崩溃，我完全没有再继续活下去的理由。因此我决定要去做一件不可思议的事，结束我的生命。那时我还没有重生得救，不知为什么却想去见一位牧者，他给了我一本有关同性恋的小册子。我就不告而别的离家出走，买了一张单程火车票，计划到路易维尔和儿子佑轩见最后一面，然后去自杀。身上只带着皮包，和一本小册子。就上了天晚路易维尔的火车，相信只有一死了之可以解决我所有的痛苦。向来不喜欢看书的我，竟然在火车上看那本小册子。神打开了我的心灵，让我明白了耶稣的心肠，他为爱我们而被钉在十字上的救恩。虽然我们都是罪人，神依然无条件的爱我们。神既然可以无条件的爱我们，我也应该可以无条件的去爱我这个同性恋的儿子。到了路易维尔，从那本小册子背面的一个电话号码，我联络上了一位住在路易维尔的退休师母，她辅导了我6个礼拜。带着我查经祷告，我如饥似渴般日夜不停地把自己沉浸在神的话语中。原本去路易维尔是要结束我的生命，其实我的确是做到了。如今我最爱的经节之一就是加拉太书2:20，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因爱信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
过了6个礼拜，我接到那位辅导我太太退休师母的电话。这位师母当时非常非常的高兴，她跟我说，你的太太已经将她的生命奉献给主耶稣，她已经得救了。我听了以后心中很不高兴，跟她说这个不是一个好消息，这个是一个噩梦，因为从现在开始神会站在她那一边，那我永远吵不过她了。可是后来我发觉她的改变不只是在星期天而已，他的改变是在每一个层面都在改变。他每天早上都用数小时的时间来在他的祷告小斗室里读经祷告。他拥有很大充满了活力的信心，他整个的生活层面都继续不断的在改变。我的观察是，他得到的不是一个宗教的信仰，他得到的是和主耶稣有一个亲密的关系。不知不觉，神也在我的身上开始做工，我就和我太太一起去上教会，然后我们的一位朋友邀请我们去参加一个查经班，叫 BSF Bible Study Fellowship 国际圣经研究学院。我们在神的话语中看到了神的爱，和在灵命上 我们开始扎根，神的话也打开了我心中的眼睛，我也将我的生命交托在主耶稣的身上手上。神开始医治我们两个人的婚姻，恢复了我们原来的感情和爱情，成为心灵一体，更和神接近。这是因为神要锻炼我们，为将来会来的另外一场挑战做准备。因为我们的儿子离开神越走越远。
For my childhood years, I was like most other Chinese American children.
从我小时候的时候，我就像很多美籍华人的小孩一样。
Obey your parents, do well in school, and practice piano.
听父母的话，在学校好好学习，还有不要忘记练习钢琴。
I didn't fit in very well with the other American boys.
我跟其他美国的男孩子不大相处的不大好。
I didn't act like them, I didn't have their interest, and I looked different.
我看来不一样，我的行动跟他们也不一样，我们的兴趣也不一样。
God had given me the gifts of music, of sensitivity.
神给了我音乐跟一个敏锐的恩赐。
And Satan can't take away those God-given gifts.
撒旦不能把神给我的恩赐拿走。
But he can twist the perception of them.
可是他能扭曲人们怎么样去看这些恩赐。
And from a young age, I was viewed and ridiculed as being effeminate.
从我小的时候，常常人就取笑我，好像娘娘腔的。
The first time I remember having these attractions was when I was 9 years old.
当我九岁的时候呢，我第一句发觉我被同性吸引。
After I came across pornography at a friend's house.
是在我一个朋友的家，我看见一些色情的杂志。
And this wasn't an American friend. He was actually a Chinese trusted family friend.
可是这不是一个美国的朋友，还是一个我们可信任的一个中国的朋友的家里面。
And at that young age, I was confused and afraid of those feelings.
当我们两个小那么小的时候，我对这一个感觉到非常的困惑。
And I kept those feelings hidden through high school, college, even the Marine Corps reserves.
我就把这个感觉收藏在里面，一直从小学、中学到参加这个海军陆战队的时候，我在藏在心里面。
In my early 20s, I started secretly going out to the gay clubs in Chicago.
大概我二十多岁的时候，我就秘密的去那些同性恋的酒吧。
But it wasn't until I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, where I was pursuing my doctorate in dentistry.
可是到了当我去 Louisville 念这个牙科的时候，我就公开的进入这样的生活方式。
It was there that I spent most of my free time in the gay clubs.
我有时间的时候，我就去这些的同性恋的酒吧。
I unfortunately also began experimenting with drugs.
很不幸的，我也开始尝试吸毒。
But like my classmates, I didn't have much money.
可是就像我的同学一样，我没什么钱。
And if I was going to do drugs, I needed to find a way to support my own habit.
假如我要吸毒的话，我要找钱来让我可以找到毒品。
And I did that by selling drugs.
我就开始卖毒品来得到钱。
And I sold to friends, classmates, even a professor.
我把毒品卖给我的朋友、我的同学，还有一个是我的教授。
See, I actually thought I could live this double life of being a graduate student by day and a promiscuous drug dealer by night.
我以为我真的可以过一个双面人的生活，白天呢就是一个牙科学生，晚上呢就一个滥交的一个贩卖毒品的一个人。
But 3 months before I was to receive my doctorate, the administration expelled me.
可是在我要毕业的3个月前，学员把我开除了。
So my parents flew from Chicago to Louisville.
所以我的父母呢，就从芝加哥呢，就来到这个 Louisville.
I thought they were going to fight to keep me in school.
我以为他们一定为我去争取让我可以继续去念书。
My father's a dentist, and he knew the dean very well.
我爸爸是一个牙医，他对学院的校长呢，他跟他非常的熟。
And all they needed to do was to threaten a lawsuit, and I would stay in school and get my doctorate.
他只要威胁他说，哎，我要告你们，我就因为可以继续练下去。
Besides, isn't that what any good Chinese parent should do anyway?
这个是每一个好的家的父母，中国父母都会这样做的，对不对？
But to my surprise, as we sat there in the dean's office,
可是当我们坐在哪一个校长的办公室的时候，我非常的惊讶。
My mother told the dean,
我妈妈跟那个校长说，
It's not important that Christopher becomes a dentist.
Christopher 要做一个牙医不重要。
What's more important,
更重要的
is that Christopher becomes a Christ follower.
是 Christopher 要成为一个跟随耶稣基督的人。
See, my mom knew that nothing is more important than her children following Jesus.
我妈妈知道，没有比她的孩子跟随耶稣更重要的。
And she said that they're going to support whatever decision the school made.
所以她说，我们支持学校任何的决定。
But the sad reality is many people, many Christians might go to church on Sunday and worship God.
可是很可怜的就是很多的父母在星期天的时候来在教会去崇拜神。
But then they will return home and worship idols.
可是回到家呢，他们崇拜的是偶像。
The idol of education.
就是教育的偶像。
The idol of career.
就是事业的偶像。
The idol of their savings account,
就是他们在银行的户口的偶像。
And in essence, we actually make our children do the same.
所以其实我们让我的孩子做同样的事情。
Let's think about this. Are we putting more emphasis upon our children getting their homework done?
大家想一想，你是不是在家里，你更重视的就是你的孩子有没有做好的他的功课？
Getting into a good school.
进入一个好的学校。
Going to the after-school programs, I don't know what you call those.
对，就是下课的时候就补习。
Or should Christian parents be putting the most emphasis upon their children following Jesus?
可是作为基督徒的父母，是不是应该是强调的是你的孩子是跟随耶稣基督呢？
If your children become successful in the world, but their soul is lost, then they've lost everything.
假如说你的孩子在社会上面很成功，可是他不是跟随耶稣基督的，他失去的是他的灵魂。
Fathers, mothers, nothing is more important than your children following Jesus.
在座的父亲母亲，没有比你的孩子跟随耶稣更重要的。
But can I tell you, I was not very happy about my mom's decision.
我告诉你，我对我妈妈的决定呢，不是很高兴的。
I felt like she was not on my side, she was on the school side.
我觉得她不是帮我，还是她在帮学校。
So I moved further away from them to the big city of Atlanta, Georgia.
所以呢，我要离他们远远的，我就离开了，去了别的地方。
And there I quickly took over the drug scene in the gay community.
所以呢，去呢，亚特兰大，很快的在哪里呢？我进入了当地的这一个同性恋的社群。
And I became a supplier to other dealers in over a dozen states.
我在其他大概多过十二个的州份里面呢，去贩卖毒品。
It was nothing for me to have multiple anonymous sexual encounters each and every day.
所以每天呢，我就过着滥交的生活。
Because according to the world, I had it all.
就是从世人的眼光来看，我什么都有了。
Money.
我有钱
，fame，
我有名
，drugs，
毒品
，and sex，
还有性。
I had exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
我把神的真理换了一个谎言。
And I began worshiping and serving the creature rather than the creator.
我崇拜被造物，而不崇拜那个创造者。
Because in my world, I had become God.
因为在我的世界，我就是神。
莉安和我正在新生命的成长中，完全不知道我们的儿子在吸毒跟贩毒。 只是知道他需要得信主得救，所以我坚持不断，每隔一天的寄基督教卡片给他，在卡片上面我填满了鼓励的话语、经节和赞美诗歌，并且我总在我一定在每一张的落笔，我一定签上永远爱你的妈妈。后来知道他连读都不读，就丢进了垃圾桶。
儿子居然不愿意回家，那我们只好从芝加哥飞到 Atlanta 去看他，没有想到第二天就被他赶出了门。在临走之前，我向他说，我可不可以给你一本我第一本圣经给他。他说，我才不要看你的圣经，你做梦会觉得我会看你的圣经。可是我还是把我的那一本圣经放在他的桌子上，然后走出了门。我们发觉当我们出了门以后，他就把我的第一本圣经丢进了垃圾桶。很明显的，他的叛逆是无可救药的。在世界的眼光来看，他是毫无希望的。可是我们的神是万能的，我们的神可以用神迹来改变任何一个人，包括我们的儿子。所以我太太就做了一个很大胆的祷告，主啊，求你将这个浪子带回到你的身边。这是对一个中国的母亲来说是一个非常冒险和大胆的祷告。虽然我们面临逆境，可是我们没有存着绝望的心情，全心全意的在神定睛在神的诺言之中。同时我们有100多位的代祷的勇士，我们的教会跟BSF 一起为我们的儿子祷告。之后的8年，我太太每一个星期一都做禁食祷告，8年如一日，从来没有间断，甚至有一次禁食祷告39天。她每天早上都在他祷告的小斗室里跪在地上苦苦地哀求、读经、祷告。他将他的祷告，很多他的祷告都写了下来，下面是他其中的一个祷告。
主啊，我要站在你和我儿子的破口之间，直到这场战打胜为止。我要站在你和我儿子的破口之间，每天我都要虔诚地为你为他向您祷告和祈求。我只有一个要求，不要让我心灰意冷而气馁。无论如何的艰难，如何的困苦，我绝不会放弃这儿子。主啊，你更不会。虽然撒旦魔鬼千方百计的要毁灭我的儿子，我仍然要坚持到底，无论要等到何年何月。每当我向你祈求的时候，我已经将一切的重担、一切的惧怕和我的泪水全部交在你的手中。8年的祷告和等待，似乎神都没有回应，其实神是听到了我的祷告，只是没有顺着我的意愿。他的回答是，我要你休息，要知道我是神。回想当年我求神改变逆境，神的确带来了许多的改变，只是儿子的改变时候还没有到。神要让我先改变， 他要使我那已被更新的生命成为他施舍慈悲怜悯的胜利金牌。阿斯沃千伯曾经说过，我们活在这世上并不是要证明神是个应允祷告的神，乃是要让我们的生命成为他生恩典的胜利金牌，跟纪念他。在我们等期待跟等候的岁月里，神亲自每天带领着我们一步一步的接近他。
Often answer to prayer doesn't come quickly.
很多时候神对我们祈祷的回应不是那么快就会到。
And this definitely was not an exception.
这个也不例外。
But my parents were unwavering in their faithfulness to intercede on my behalf.
可是我的父母忠心的不间断的坚定的为我祷告。
Like the persistent widow, my mother bombarded heaven with her prayers.
就像圣经那位寡妇一样，我的妈妈就以她的祷告一直去轰炸天父。
She knew that it was going to take nothing short of a miracle.
她知道也需要一个奇迹。
To bring this prodigal son to the father.
让这一个浪子回到神父神的身边。
And a miracle is exactly what God did.
这个神就是做了一个大的奇迹，一个神迹。
This miracle came with a bang on my door.
这个奇迹呢，就是有一天有人敲我的门。
I opened up my door, and on my front doorstep were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, Atlanta police, and two big German shepherd dogs.
我打开门，看见的就十二个，就是联邦的警察，还有亚特兰特当地的警察，还有两只非常大的狼狗。
I just received a large shipment of drugs.
我刚进了好大的一张货在我家里。
They confiscated all my money and my drugs.
他把我所有的钱跟所有的毒品呢都没收了。
And I was charged with the equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana.
他控告我相当于 9.1 吨的大麻的问题。
With that amount, I was facing 10 years to life in federal prison.
那么大张的毒品呢，我可能会判十到一生的的奴役之的sentence 怎么说终刑，对对，判刑，对。
I was with that amount, I had started with a bright future.
我原来是有一个非常光明的前景的。
And now I found myself among common criminals.
可是我现在就跟其他的罪犯一起。
So at that point, I decided to call my friends.
所以呢，我就想我要打电话给我的朋友。
You know those type of friends that say, whenever you need something, just give me a call.
你知道有些朋友就是说，你需要什么就打电话给我。
Those friends that really get me more into trouble than anything else.
很多时候，这个就是让你惹上麻烦的朋友，就是这些人。
Well, what I didn't know was I had a praying mother at home.
我不知道的就是我妈妈在家里替我祷告。
And she knew that as long as I had those type of friends around, I would find no need for God and no need for my parents.
她知道呢，假如我还是跟姐姐朋友混的话，我不需要神，我不需要父母。
And remember, she loves bold prayers.
你知道他的祷告是非常勇敢的。
So she prayed specifically years ago that somehow, some way, God would cause all of those friends to desert me.
原来他很多年前呢已经祷告呢，要让所有这些朋友呢都离他而去。
And on that day, not one friend answered my collect call.
就在那天，没有任何一个朋友那接搭我的电话。
So mothers today remember.Your prayers will come true.
所以母亲哦，你要小心，你的祷告是为蒙应允的。
So, I was at the bottom of the list, home.
所以在我要打电话的 整个表啊，一个单里面最后就是我的家。
And I didn't want to make that phone call.
我真的不想打这个电话。
As I just thought of the earful that I was going to get on the other line.
我知道打回去一定有很多说话给我听的。
But my mother's first words were.
可是我妈妈第一句话的就是
，Son, are you okay?
孩子，你还行吗
？No condemnation, no berating words, just words of unconditional love.And grace.
没有谴责，没有责骂，就是完完全全没条件的爱和恩慈。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
使徒保罗在罗马书二章四节说
，That it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance.
他的恩慈是领你悔改。
Notice Paul is not saying that it's God's anger.
要知道保罗不是说是神的愤怒
But it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance.
是神的恩慈领我们去悔改
And even on that really difficult day, God was pouring out his grace and drawing me to himself through the words of my mother.
就是在那个困难的日子里面，神仍然以他的恩慈来充满我们。
Actually, my mom was excited to get that phone call, if you can believe it or not.
其实我不知道你相不相信啊，其实我的妈妈听见这个电话的时候，她是非常开心兴奋的。
Because I hadn't called home in years.
因为我很多年没打电话回家了。
And she knew without a doubt that this was God's answer to her prayers.
她知道这个就是神给她的回应。
So when she hung up the phone, fighting back the tears,
所以当她挂了电话，强忍着眼泪的时候
，there was a calculator. She realized that she had to do like that good old hymn says.
他知道他要做的就像那个古老的诗歌一样
Count your blessings
数算你的恩典
Name them one by one
一个一个的数算你的恩典
No matter what was her difficulty
不管你在什么困难的情况之下
No matter what storm she was going through
不然啊，不管你正在经过一什么风浪
She had to count her blessings.
你要数算你的恩典。
So she set the phone down, and next to the phone was a calculator.
所以她把电话放下，在电话旁边呢有一个计算机。
And she tore off a little piece of the adding machine tape.
那计算机呢有一卷纸带，就是把那些数目字打上去的，她就把一段的拿下来。
And so she wrote down these first blessings.
他把他第一个的恩典写上去。
Christopher is in a safe place.
佑先现在在一个安全的地方。
Compared to before.
当然就是相对于以前了。
And he called home for the very first time.
他第一次打电话回家。
As my years in prison passed, my mom kept adding to this list and counting her blessings.
在我在坐牢的日子呢，我妈妈一直把这些恩典一直加上去。
And after my time in prison, this list now is longer and taller than she is.
当我从监狱放出来的时候，当那个恩典的已经比她的身高还要高了，还要长了。
A few days after receiving that news.
在收到这一个消息的几天之后
，I was walking around the cell block.
我就在监狱里面就到处走。
And I passed by this garbage can.
我走过一个垃圾桶。
And I thought, this is my life.
这就是我的生命。
I'm from upper middle class suburb of Chicago.
我是原来是在芝加哥中上的家庭。
My father has two doctorates.
我爸爸呢有两个博士学位。
I was only 3 months away from receiving my own doctorate.
我自己呢还有三个月，我自己就成为一个博士了。
I had a bright future.
我有一个非常光明的前途。
But now I found myself among common criminals.
可是现在我只是在其他的罪犯一起
trash
垃圾
with my head down I was about to pass by that garbage can
我低着头，当我要走，就从这一个垃圾桶走过的时候
，But something on top of the trash caught my eye。
可是，在这些垃圾上面呢，我看见一些东西。
I bent over, I picked it up。
我弯下腰把它拿起来。
And it was a Gideon's New Testament。
那是基典会出版的新约圣经。
I took that New Testament back to my cell。
我把这个新约拿到我自己的牢房。
And I opened up that good book for the first time. I read through the entire Gospel of Mark.
我打开这个新约圣经，就是在人生第一次呢，我把马可福音一次看遍了。
But honestly, I wasn't thinking this is my answer.
其实呢，我不认为这个是对我的答案。
I simply thought that I've got a lot of time on my hands and I better pass it somehow.
我只是说我有非常多的时间，我总要做点事情。
But as many of us know,
正如大家都知道
what we have in our Bibles,
我们在圣经里面的
is not just ink on paper,
不只是油墨在纸张上面
but what we have, my friends, is the very breath of God.
圣经里面有的是神自己的默示
It is living and powerful.
只是活的，是有力量的。
Sharper than any double-edged sword.
比两刃的利刃更利。
Able to cut through the hardest of hearts.
可以把最硬的心把它剥开。
Exposing my sin and my rebellion.
把我里面的罪还有跟叛逆完全的显现出来。
And at that time, that wasn't good news for me, and I thought things couldn't get worse.
这样对我当时的我并不是好消息。事情可不比这个再坏的了。
But I was wrong.
可是我错了。
A few days later, I was called into the nurse's office.
几天之后我被叫到那个护理师里面去。
She sat me down, and I knew something wasn't right.
那护士叫我坐下来，我感觉到有点不对。
So she wrote something on a piece of paper and slowly slid it across the desk to me.
他在一张小纸张上面写了东西，然后慢慢的向我这边推过来。
I looked down and I saw three letters and a symbol.
我看有三个字母，还有一个符号。
It read HIV positive.
就是 HIV 阳性，就是感染了艾滋病毒。
圣诞节即将来临的一天下午。我接到佑轩从监狱打来的电话，虽然背后掺杂着吵吵闹闹的噪声，却也掩盖不住他那颤抖微弱的声音。妈，我染上了艾滋病毒。这哀伤、绝望的信息，突然间让我感到天旋地转。自从知道儿子过着同性恋的生活后，我最害怕的噩梦成了真。儿子被联邦政府判刑6年，但这个宣告犹如死刑，令我难以接受。放下电话，心痛如刀绞，茫茫然不知所措地走进了我的小祷告室，跪在十字架下，我低头让这首悦耳的歌声不断地在我脑海里冲淡，我心里得安宁，我心里得安宁，得安宁。
Attendeth my way when sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my
few days after receiving that devastating news,
在这个令人沮丧的消息知道之后，几天之后
，I was sitting in my prison cell all by myself.
我在自己的牢房独自一个人
，and I was contemplating the mess that I've made of my life.
我就想我的生命有多混乱。
I looked up at the metal bunk above me.
我往上看，就是那个上假床上面呢。
Someone had scribbled something.
有人在上面写了一些东西。
And it read, "If you're bored, read Jeremiah 29:11."
上面写着，当你无聊的时候，就看耶利米书29:11。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是要叫你们末后有指望。
You see, at the most hopeless point in my life,
在我最绝望的生命中最绝望的时刻，
The Lord God was using the words written by prophet thousands of years ago.
神就用几千年先知所写的话，
to a rebellious nation Israel.
他是写给当时叛逆的以色列，
to tell me that regardless of who I was and what I had done in my past, he still had a plan.
他告诉我，无论我过去做了什么，他还是在我生命里面有他的计划。
I had no clue where that plan was going to take me.
我不知道这个计划将会把我带到什么地方去。
But God gave me enough faith, enough strength to get through that one day and the next and the next.
他就给了我这一个的希望啊，就过了一天又一天又一天。
My transformation was gradual.
我的转变是很慢慢去改变的。
God was convicting me of the idols in my life.
神让我知道在我生命里面有什么的偶像。
Obviously drugs.
很清楚的就是毒品。
But with a few months, God delivered me from that idol.
我需要几个月从这些的偶像去解放出来。
God kept bringing to mind other idols.
神让我知道我还有其他的偶像。
And there was one that I felt like I just couldn't let go of, and it was my sexuality.
就是我不能放弃的就是我的性倾向。
So I was reading through the Bible, and it was so clear to me that God loved me unconditionally.
我就看圣经，圣经里面很清楚地告诉我，神是无条件地爱我。
But I also came across some passages that seemed to condemn that core part of who I thought I was.
可是从圣经里面我也清楚就看见神的话 也很清楚的显着我生命里面一部分。
So I went to a chaplain and I asked him his opinion on this issue.
我就去找监狱的牧者。
And to my surprise, he told me that the Bible doesn't condemn homosexuality, and he gave me a book explaining that view.
可是我很奇怪，他告诉我说，圣经没有真正的谴责同性恋，还给了我一个小册子。
So with much curiosity, I took that book.
所以我觉得很奇怪，我就把这个书拿回来
，hoping to find justification, biblical justification for homosexuality.
希望在里面呢，我找到圣经其实并不真的谴责同性恋。
I had that book in one hand and the Bible in the other.
我一手拿着圣经，一手拿着这个小册子。
From a purely human perspective, I had every reason in the world to accept what that book is claiming.
从神的角度来说，我非常的愿意这本书说的是对的，是真的。
But God's indwelling Holy Spirit convicted me that those assertions were contrary to God and His Word.
可是神的灵在里面清楚地告诉我，这本小册子所说的。跟神的说话是相对立的。
I couldn't even finish that book, and I gave it back to the chaplain.
我还没看完这本书呢，我就把它还给这一个监狱的牧者。
Which meant I turned to the Bible alone.
的意思就是说我自己要自己去看圣经。
And I went through every verse, every chapter, every page looking for justification.
我是每一章每一节每一页的去看，就是希望能找得到圣经其实不真的谴责同性恋。
I couldn't find any.
我一点也找不到。
So I was at a turning point and a decision had to be made.
我就在这一个转捩点，我要做一个决定。
Either abandon God and His word and live as a gay man.
就是放弃神跟他的话语继续作为一个同性恋者。
By allowing my sexual attractions to control who I am.
让我的性吸引来控制我是什么人。
Or abandon pursuing a monogamous same-sex relationship.
或者是说放弃去追求一个一对一的同性恋的关系。
And by, how did I do that? By not allowing my desires to control who I am.
我怎么样去做呢？就是不要让这些的吸引呢来控制我，来定义我是谁。
And decide to follow Jesus.
就是要决定我要跟随耶稣基督。
My decision was clear and obvious.
我的决定是非常清楚的。
I followed Jesus.
我跟随耶稣基督。
As the days and the months of abstinence passed,
就是让我的禁欲的这些日子一直在过的时候，
I realized that my sexuality should not be the core of who I am.
就是我的性倾向不应该是我是谁的核心。
I told myself before God loved me unconditionally, and that's true.
我告诉我自己，对啊，神真的是无条件爱我的。
But don't we as sinners, don't we like to add to God's truth?
可是罪人就喜欢把神的真理再加一点东西上去。
And so therefore I added, so therefore God doesn't want me to change.
所以我就加上去，就是说，所以神不让我要改变。
But after reading the Bible several times, I learned that unconditional love is not the same thing as unconditional approval of my behavior.
可是我看了圣经几次之后，我就发觉，对，神是无条件爱我，可是并不表示说神是无条件的接纳我的错。
That's important. Let me say that again. Unconditional love is not the same thing as unconditional approval of my behavior.
无条件的爱不等于说是无条件的接纳去认同我的罪，我的问题。
My identity should not be defined by my sexuality alone.
我作为一个人，我是谁，不应该让我的性倾向来定义。
My identity shouldn't be grounded in my desires.
我的身份应该建基于我的追求。
My identity is not gay, is not ex-gay, is not even heterosexual for that matter.
我的身份不是同性恋，也不是前同性恋，更不是异性恋。
But my identity as a child of the living God must be in Jesus Christ alone.
我的身份只可以说是永生神的儿子，我是跟随耶稣基督的。
God says, be holy for I am holy.
神说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
I thought in the past that if I were to become a Christian, that I would have to become heterosexual.
我以前以为呢，我要成为一个基督徒，我又要成为一个异性恋者。
That somehow the more sexually attracted I were to women, the more of a Christian man I would be.
我以为呢，我越受异性吸引呢，我就越能成为一个基督徒。
But I realized that even if I had opposite sex attractions, I would still need to flee temptation.
可是我知道，就算我被异性吸引呢，我还是要抗拒这些的诱惑。
Besides, God never says, be heterosexual, for I am heterosexual.
因为神没有说你要做异性恋，因为我是异性恋的。
But neither did God say, be homosexual, for I am homosexual.
神也没说你要做一个同性恋者，因为我是同性恋的。
Rather, God tells everyone, be holy, for I am holy.
可是神说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So therefore, the opposite of homosexuality is not heterosexuality. That's not the goal.
所以呢， 同性恋相反不是异性恋，这个不是那个目的。
But the opposite of homosexuality is holiness.
同性恋的相反是圣洁。
Actually, the opposite of every sin struggle is holiness.
其实所有对罪的挣扎是的相反就是圣洁。
I don't need to focus upon whether I'm going to be tempted, because we will be tempted. Jesus was tempted himself.
我不要把焦点放在这个诱惑上面去，因为耶稣基督自己也面对诱惑。
I don't need to focus on whether I'm going to struggle, because we all will struggle.
我们所有人，我们都要面对对诱惑的这个挣扎。
But I need to focus upon living a life of holiness and living a life of purity.
我要把我的焦点放在我要活出一个圣洁的生命。
Because change is not the absence of temptations.
可是改变不是说没有诱惑。
But change is the freedom to be holy even in the midst of temptations.
改变就是说在所有的诱惑当中我们还有自由去选择。
Because the ultimate issue is that I yearn after God in total surrender and complete obedience.
所以最重要的就是最后呢，我完完全全在神面前降服，我是跟随神。
As I began to live this life of holiness and live this life of purity, God began to reveal His plan for my life.
当我就过着这个圣洁与洁净的生活，神开始将他在我生命的计划显现给我。
And He called me to full-time vocational ministry while I was in prison.
他呼召我，当我还在监狱里面的时候，去全时间服侍他。
And I realized it didn't matter where I was, whether I was in prison or out of prison, because my calling would remain the same.
我知道，不管我还是在监狱里面，还是监狱外面，我神给我的呼召还是一样的，我就是要服侍他。
And with that change of heart, God did another miracle, and He shortened my prison sentence from 6 years to 3 years.
当我有这样的心智的时候，神又在我身上有另外一个奇迹，就是我的我的连期从6年变成3年。
And with only about a year left of my prison sentence, I knew that if I was going to continue in ministry, I'd better learn more about the Bible.
因为我还有1年就放监了，所以呢，我就要抓紧这个时间去学习圣经。
So I called home, collected my parents, and I asked them to mail me an application to Moody Bible Institute.
所以呢，我就打电话给我父母让他们把穆迪神学院的入学申请表给我寄过来。
But then there was silence on the phone because I think they both dropped their phones.
可是在电话上面什么声音都没有，可能他电话就已经掉下来了。
They mailed the application into me and I was excited. I tore it open and began filling it out.
他们把那个入学的申请书寄给我，我就非常兴奋的就把它填写。
Until I got to the very end where they asked me for references.
对，最后呢，他要我找推荐人。
The only people I knew was a prison chaplain, a prison guard, and another prison inmate to write my references to Moody.
我只知道的就是哪一个监狱的牧者，还有一个监狱长，还有其他的老友。
And amazingly, Moody actually accepted me.
很奇妙的穆迪神学院接受了我的申请。
I was released from prison in July of 2001.
在2001年七月的时候，我放监了。
And I started the very next month at Moody in August.
第二个月呢，我就在穆迪神学院开学了。
So imagine the surprise of my classmates when I answered their question, "What did you do this summer?"
你知道，当我的同学问，哎，你暑假的时候做什么事情啊
？I graduated from Moody in 2005 and went on to my master's in exegesis in 2007.
我在2005年呢，就在穆迪神学院毕业啊。2007的时候是在 Wheaton, right?
硕士啊，硕士。And then in 2014, I received my doctorate from Bethel Seminary.
在2014年的时候，我他就拿了这一个博士学位。
And then in 2011, I had the honor of co-authoring a book with my mother.
在2011年呢，我很荣幸的，我就跟我妈妈一同写了一本书。
Called Out of a Far Country.
就是不再是我。
This book, we wrote it together.
这本书呢，是我跟妈妈一块写的。
She wrote chapter 1, I wrote chapter 2. She wrote all the odd chapters, I wrote the even chapters.
她妈妈呢写所有的单章节，我写的所有的双章节。
Because we wanted to tell you from our own voice the same situation told from two totally different perspectives. A parent, a prodigal.
我想告诉我想让你们知道就同样的事情，可是从儿子跟母亲的角度是不一样的。
And but amazingly, God in His power and His grace brought us all back together.
可是神以他大能的恩慈把我们连在一起。
Our book is not only in Chinese, but it's also in seven different total languages.
我们这本书呢，不单纯是翻译成中文，还有其他七个不同的语言。
And our book in English.Our first book we wrote together has actually now been a textbook for many Christian high schools.
不再是我这本书呢，其实在美国很多的中学已经成为他们的教科书。
We know of several parents that will read it with their children.
很多的父母呢，就跟他的孩子一同看这本书。
Because I know it's hard, parents, to talk to your children about sex.
因为呢，对父母来说，对孩子说有关性的事情，有的时候是很难开口的。
And especially as Chinese, it's very uncomfortable to talk about sex. We barely even talk about love.
对我们中国的父母来说，不要说性是很难跟孩子说，就是说爱，我们也很难开口。
I know many times when parents say 我爱你 to their kids, they feel like哇，是很肉麻，
对，很多时候父母跟小孩说，哎，我爱你，都觉得很肉麻。
But we have to talk about sex because if we don't, I promise you, the world will.
可是我们要跟我们的孩子谈到性，不然的话，你不告诉他们，这个世界会告诉他们。
I really believe that the primary job to teach sex and sexuality to our youth is not, should not be in the hands.Of the public schools.
我相信，对，跟孩子谈到性的问题，不应该是学校的事儿。
It also shouldn't be the youth pastor or the church's primary job.
也不应该是教会里面的青少年的牧者。
The primary job to teach sex to our youth belongs to the parents.
这个职责应该是父母的职责。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to add something. It also should be.The grandparents' responsibility.
我再加一点，也应该是祖父母的职责。
I know you might think as a grandparent, wow, my job of parenting is over.
可能有些祖父母说，哎，我已经完成我做父母的责任了。
You can spoil your kids, but also spoil them and talk to your grandkids about sexuality.
你可以放任他们，你可以溺爱他们，可是你还是有个责任。
So, because if you think about it, oftentimes teenagers, they don't really listen to their parents.
可是你想一想，很多时候青少年呢，不大听父母的话。
But they might listen to their grandparents.
可是他们可能会听祖父母的话。
Are you going to use it for God's sake or not?
你会不会为了神的缘故，愿你的祖父母在这方面教导你的孩子呢？
There was one time we spoke at a church, rural church in America.
有一次我在一个乡间的一个教会里面去有演讲。
And this grandmother went right to our book table. She said, "I want 10 books."
有一个祖母级的女士呢，来到我们的书摊说，我要十本。
And I said, "Wow, you just need one."
我说，哎，不用，你一本就可以了。
And I said, no. She said, no, young man, I need 10.
不，她说不，青年人，我要十本。
She said, one for myself, 9 for each one of my grandchildren.
我自己一本，九本给我的孙的。
And she said, I'm going to send it to them, I'm going to read it with them, and I'm going to discuss it with them.
我会跟他们看，会跟他们说，我要跟他们讨论这一本书。
That's a grandmother that's taking seriously the God-given responsibility we all have, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, to equip the youth on sexuality.
这位祖母就是非常忠心地承担了神给我们对下一代在这方面的教育的责任。
My newest book was released in English in November.
我新的我一本新的书呢就在去年十一月的出版。
And it's called Holy Sexuality in the Gospel, and actually we just translated it, and its translation is 圣洁性恋。
对，它中文呢叫圣洁性恋啊啊，全球啊中文版呢是第一次在恩福堂推出的。
Yes, so in the whole world, this is the first time you guys get to have it.
就是在全球来说，这个中文版本呢，这第一次在你在恩福堂看见。
And this book actually is being used by several colleges and seminaries to teach on a theology of sexuality.
这本书呢，在美国好几家的神学院呢，是用来去教导圣经怎么样去看性。
And I think we have just a special price for everyone. Usually it's, I think, 180 Hong Kong dollars. I think we're just selling for 100. I didn't realize that's cheaper. But we want to just give this resource to people. And we also actually spent time signing every one of the books, too.
在他们来的时候呢，就把每一本书呢都签了名，而且呢，就为了方便起见呢，这本书只是100块。
But God is so humorous as well because He's brought me back to Moody.
所以神其实很幽默的，他就把我带回了穆迪神学院。
Where I'm now teaching in the Bible department, so I went from prisoner to professor. How about that for a resume?
所以我现在呢，我是在穆迪神学院是教圣经的。你看，是从一个监犯成为一个神学院的教授。
Only God can do that.
只有神。可以成就这样的事情。
Amen. God has also given us the gift of traveling as a two-generational ministry around the world, talking about God's grace and God's truth on this issue.
神也给了我们恩赐，就是作为一家人、两代人一起的巡回的，就把这些神的恩典跟人分享。
As the worship team comes up,
当这个敬拜队上来的时候
I look back upon our lives.
我回想我们的生命
And I realize that our lives so focus on this one prodigal.
我看见我们过去是那样的把焦点放在这一个浪子身上
But actually, our story is really aboutA family of prodigals.
其实我们的故事是有关整个家庭都是一个浪子的故事。
All of us,
我们所有都是
were or still are a prodigal.
我们过去可能是，可能我们现在还是浪子。
And we always have a heavenly Father who's waiting with his arms open.
我们永远有我们的天父，把他手张开等着我们。
And as we close, I want to give us that opportunity.
在我们完之前，我希望我可以给我每一个人一个机会。
To respond not to anything we said, but respond to the God who created you.
去回应那个创造我们每一个的神。
Let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
If there's anyone here today,
假如在座有任何一位
who does not yet know Jesus as his or her Savior,
还没有认识主耶稣
and you want to give up, you want to make that decision today to make him your Savior.
假如你要决定今天让主耶稣成为你的救主的话
we want to ask you just right where you're at, just to raise your hand.
我邀请你就在你的座位上举起你的手。
What you're doing is just between you and God.
你所做的只是你跟神的事儿。
If you know that you have done all you can to try to make yourself right and you know you can't do it anymore.
你很努力的要做一个好人，可是你在挣扎。
And maybe you have just given up hope.
可能你已经放弃了。
I want to tell you that today,There is hope in Christ.
我告诉你，今天在主耶稣里面，我们还有盼望。
If you would like to make Christ your Savior, then just raise your hand this morning.
假如你要让耶稣基督成为你的救主，就今天早上就举起你的手。
Is there anyone that would like to make that decision today? Just raise your hand.
有谁愿意做这个决定呢？举起你的手。
Jesus is not only our Savior, but He is the one that knit you in your mother's womb.
他不但是我们的救主，他也抚摸你的伤痕。
He is the one that gave you life.
他是那个给你生命的。
He is the one that gives us purpose.
他给我们目的。
He is the one that heals us.
他医治我们。
He is the one that in the storm lifts you up out of the waves.
他是在风暴里面把你提高起来的。
As we sing this song, let us be our prayer to you.
当我们唱这首歌的时候，让这首歌成为你的祷告。
我怎能够为自己活？因着耶稣为我惨死在十架，流出宝血洗我罪过，如此厚恩永远难报答。你拣选我在创世之前，你接纳我，虽我并不完全，你医治我，让我悲苦化为甘甜，使我生命成为奇迹。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。我如今在肉身活着，是因信基督而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我的一切皆由神所赐，生命本源与你靠你而立。主啊，我有什么权利可以不为你而活？我将一切完全献于你。
弟兄姐妹，我想邀请大家一起起立，我们来唱这首诗歌。我们怎能不为主而活？
怎能够为自己活？因主耶稣为我钉死在十架，流出宝血洗我罪过，如此厚恩永远难报答。你拣选我在创世之前，你接纳我，虽我并不完全，是我将我悲苦化为甘甜，使我生命成为奇迹。现在活着的不再是我，但是基督在我里面活着。我如今在肉身活着，是因信基督而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我的一切皆由神所赐，生命本源与你靠你而立。主啊，我有什么权利可以不为你而活？我将一切完全献于你。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。我如今在肉身活着，是因信基督 是爱我，为我舍己，我的一切皆由神所赐，生命本源与你靠你而立。主啊，我有什么权利可以不为你而活？我将一切完全献于你。主啊，我有什么权利可以不为你而活？我将一切完全献于你。
大家请坐。
敬拜队的带领，以下有一些报告事项请大家留意。今天是母亲节，教会预备了一些环保袋送给各位母亲以表敬意，请各位母亲站立，我们接受由总务司事代表送上的环保袋。请各位母亲收到环保袋以后可以坐下，还没有收到的请您继续站立，好让司事将环保袋送到您的手中。祝福各位母亲，母亲节快乐平安。